It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, and it's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming.
Thank you very much, Tom Dooley, and welcome. Welcome to the Sunday edition of BPN Radio. So delighted to have you listening in today. BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. We are on the air day and night and calling America to pray. And because the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much, we want you to stay tuned as we pray for the next hour, the hour of power, the prayer of agreement, and knowing that we are a force in the earth when we pray. And so it's not just a broadcast to listen to, but we also want you to pray along with us, because the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man, woman, young person availeth much. We're going to pray today. And so it's a wonderful day to pray and to seek the face of God. So would you agree with me right now? Father, we agree. I set myself in agreement with the people that are praying with me today. In Jesus' name, I just pray in the name of the Lord that as we pray together, that that you will come and bless this next hour here on this Sunday, the last day of November 2014. We thank you for a good Thanksgiving week. We pray today for those that are traveling back, who may be listening on their cell phone, smartphone, or on their car radio. We pray your hedge of protection about them. Assign guardian angels to encamp around about them and keep them safe today. Well, it's a big day. We're going to pray for pastors. We're going to pray for churches all across America. And we are going to pray for special needs. And we're going to talk today about heaven. And we don't talk much about heaven anymore. But my good friend David Shibley has written a book on heaven, and we're gonna pray about heaven today. We're gonna pray about eternal life. It's gonna be a great broadcast today, and it is a good day to pray. Yes, it is. It's a wonderful day to pray. And here's Godfrey Bertel. Let's sing about it. We're gonna dance in the rain. We're gonna pray today. Wonderful day. Take it away, Godfrey. Jesus is Lord. Let's give a shout out to the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we are so thankful today. It's a good day to pray and to seek your face. And we just enter with thanksgiving in our hearts today. We are so thankful and so grateful. And we praise your name. We enter your gates today with thanksgiving and your courts with praise here on BPN Radio, praying 24 hours a day. In Jesus' name, and calling America to pray. And we are so thankful today for this opportunity to be on internet, to be on computers, and to be on cell phones, and to be on car radios as we pray and seek your face. And we are so thankful and grateful to know that we have this marvelous opportunity to do incredible exploits for you. What would the Apostle Paul have given to have been able to broadcast on radio? Somebody wrote me the other day that they were listening to me in Singapore. They were listening to me in Malaysia. And there are people all around the world, as well as America, that are praying with me here on a daily basis. And there are people that are joining us all over the world praying here on the BPN radio network, because they know that as America goes, so goes the nations of the world. And some people consider America the last bastion of hope in this in this universe. So we're praying, and we know that God desires to send another spiritual awakening, and he desires to send revival to 1,000 cities in America. That's what we're believing for. I'm believing for 1 million people to pray with me, and I trust that you will tell your friends. I'm so thankful to have you as a part of BPN radio. And if you have a prayer request, don't forget that you can go to bpnradio.com, and there's a place at the bottom of the page to double click, put in your prayer request, send it to our national prayer team that will be praying for you for the next 7 days. We want to include, when we send that out, we don't include your last name, but we do include your first name and the need. So we're praying today. And we are praying, first of all, for the church. We're praying for the church today. And for those of you that pray with me by receiving an email, a prayer email, which I've been sending out now for about 15 months, you know that today's prayer included a prayer for the church, for pastors and shepherds. And by the way, if you would like to receive, about 6,000 people have signed up to receive this daily prayer that I send out by email. And if you would like to receive this daily prayer, you can just go to letspray.com. That's letspray.com. Or you can just simply go to dalegentry.com, and you will get a daily prayer as the Holy Spirit guides and directs me. Then I send out this prayer each day. And so today we're praying, Jehovah God, we pray on this Lord's Day that you will anoint your shepherd servants who are ministering your word. We pray for thousands to accept Jesus today as their Lord and Savior on this Sabbath day. May those who are sick be healed and those who are heavy be restored. May the church become the force in the earth that you've called us to be. May pastors resist the temptation to please the people and in turn become God pleasers. May we not be limited in our time with you today or be limited by our doubts, our unbelief. May the church not be on the defensive, but may we be on the offensive, settling for nothing less than an awesome move of your Holy Spirit upon 1,000 cities in this nation. We pray today that pastors and shepherds will talk to their congregation, members, and constituents about the life hereafter. May we no longer preach a pseudo-gospel that suggests that every person can do that which is right in their own eyes. Many Christians falling into an entertainment-blinded life of perpetual distraction and seduction. Help us to understand as Christians that we one day will stand before Jesus to give an account of our stewardship and receive any rewards we may have won. And may we be as your sons and daughters today. Know that you, Father, are able to keep us from stumbling, to present us faultless before your presence with exceeding joy. You, Almighty God, are our Savior. You alone, who is wise, be glory, majesty, dominion, power, both now and forever. Amen. And Father, we just pray today for pastors and churches all across America on this Lord's Day. And there's so many people that love Jesus, and they are now unchurched. We pray for the churched, and we pray for the unchurched. And we pray for the unchurched today, first of all, people that have been hurt, wounded, offended, maybe by church leaders or by those that were in the church. And it's possible to be wounded in battle. And you get in the church, and Satan, of course, hates the church, desires to destroy the church. But we know that he can't do it, because Jesus said, on this rock, I'm going to build my church. The gates of hell will not prevail against my church. So I'm thankful for the church. But I do pray today for the unchurched, for those of you that may not have a pastor or a church, or maybe you're searching for a church. I pray the Holy Spirit will guide you and direct you. I pray that you won't just go to a church because of your children want to go to that church, or because it's close to your home, or whatever it may be. I just pray that you will go to that church as parents, because you know the Holy Spirit has set a shepherd in there who will care for your soul. David said, no man cares for my soul. And one of the tragedies today is that people in churches are not being cared for by the shepherd. Sometimes the church gets so large and so overwhelming that people don't know their pastor. The pastor does not know their name. And, their pastor may be somebody that is a group leader, or et cetera, et cetera. But I just need a pastor. I'm thankful today for my pastor, Bob Nichols, Calvary Cathedral in Fort Worth, Texas, and who cares for my soul. He knows my name. And when I get in trouble, I can call him and he'll pray for me. And so it's important that you have a shepherd who cares for you. So I pray today, Lord, for the unchurched, people that don't have a pastor, or they don't have a shepherd. And I know that we may feel like, hey, I just don't need it. I don't need a pastor. I don't need a shepherd. But all of us come to a time in our life where we need somebody to pray for us. We need somebody to care for us. We need a church in times of sickness and sorrow and death, when we need a pastor that cares and a shepherd that cares and a church that surrounds us during these difficult days and storms of life that all of us go through sooner or later. So I pray for the unchurched today. In Jesus' name, those that don't have a church, a pastor, those that have been wounded. And the Bible said, one will say to another, and what are these wounds in your hand? And the response would be, I got those in the house of my friends. Boy, that's a difficult thing. I pray for you today. Those of you that have been hurt, those of you that have been wounded, those of you that have been forsaken, those of you that have been abused, misaligned in the house of God, I pray for you today, and I pray that you would receive the ministry of the Holy Spirit right now that desires to minister to you today concerning these hurts and these wounds that you received. And maybe today you're not going to church. You know, you would like to go to church, but you just don't know where to go. And maybe you just say, I'm just fed up with church. I love Jesus, but I don't love the church. I pray for you today, and I'm asking the other people that are praying with me to pray with you for just a few moments and for you. Father, we pray today. We pray today for those who are in church, Christians who are in church. We pray that you would be strengthened today. We pray that you would be faithful to support your church in tithes and offerings, and that you would support your pastor, his family, that you would love them, support your leadership. And the war on Christianity is mounting in America, and we definitely need each other. If there's ever a time when we need the house of God, it's now. So why don't you just take a few moments to pray for your pastor, and because we know there's a tremendous assault, a spiritual assault, a cultural assault against pastors. So many pastors, 1,500 pastors a month, are leaving the ministry because of disappointments, discouragement, difficult situations. And we just need to take a few moments to pray for our pastor. Can you do that right now? We just take a few moments to pray for your shepherd, your pastor, their companion, their children. That would be fantastic if you do that right now here on a Sunday on the BPN radio. Father, we thank you for these pastors, these shepherds that are ministering the word today. We pray that you would encourage them and strengthen them in Jesus' name. And may they lead their church. May they lead their church in weekly prayer, if not daily prayer, weekly prayer, calling their church to pray, because we know that we're a force in the earth as we pray together, congregational prayer. And so we just pray right now in Jesus' name. We pray for these churches all across America today. We pray for churches in all directions, that you would come and that you would minister to these church congregations all across the land. We pray for New Hope Church in Concord, California. We pray for Christian Worship Center in San Diego, California. We pray today for Calvary Cathedral International Church in Fort Worth, Texas. We pray for Trinity Church International in Lake Worth, Florida. We pray today for Trinity Christian Center in Forest Hill, Louisiana. Would you just help me pray for churches across America? Just set yourself in agreement as I call some names in prayer. We pray for Life Church in Port Arthur, Texas. We pray for Celebration of Life in Baytown, Texas. We pray in Jesus' name for churches all across this land. We pray for College Heights Assembly of God in College Station, Texas. We pray today for Second Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas. We pray for churches all across this nation that pray with us. We have hundreds of churches that are praying with us, and we pray for these churches today. Gateway Church in Roswell, New Mexico. We pray for these churches today. We pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would just come and pour out your Holy Spirit upon churches all across this nation, all across this land that are praying with us today in Jesus' name. Why don't you just take a few moments to pray for your church, if you will, on this Lord's Day, November the 30th, 2014. Here on BPN Radio, you are listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Dale Gentry here with you on this Sunday. Father God, we pray today. We pray today for our nation. We pray that you would come and heal our land. We speak against a racial divide in America. We speak against these racial differences in America. Black turning against white, white turning against black, Hispanics turning against white people, the Caucasians, and vice versa. And we know that Satan desires to divide us and conquer us as a nation. And we're already in jeopardy today because the walls, we're living in the days of Nehemiah when the walls have been broken down and gates have been burned with fire, and the enemy has come across our borders and now dwells in cities of our nation. God help us. God help us. God help us. We need you now, Lord. We need you now. And we bind the spirits of darkness that are opposing America, opposing Christianity, the warfare that is happening against Christianity in our schools, in our universities and colleges. And the name of Jesus cannot be spoken. The name of Jesus cannot be heard. The name of Jesus cannot be declared except for a curse word. We call ourselves a Christian nation. But I wonder today, are we still a Christian nation? Let it be so, God. Let it be so that we will turn back to you. You, Jehovah God, we need you, and we repent today for the sins of our nation. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, you said that you would hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. We are a nation of wickedness. When sex education is being taught in the schools in the state of Oregon, I mean, there's so many instances that we could refer to today, but we know that recently students as young as the sixth grade were sent to an event sponsored by the government, and there they were taught how to perform certain sexual acts, how to scan the internet for pornographic sites, and it just went on and on and on. And there's some parents that are protesting, but what kind of a nation are we living in that would allow something like that without a major outcry? And it's like Christians today are only responding with a whisper, are not responding at all. Even the pulpits in America are being silent concerning sin, not wanting to name sin, not wanting to tell the people about the consequences of sin, how sin not only hurts one individual, but sin causes pain with the family and with those around them. So we repent today. We repent today. We repent for not only for our sins, but we repent for the sins of our nation. And we cry out for mercy today. God, have mercy upon us as Christians today. Have mercy upon our nation today. We repent for all sorts of perversion in our land. Perversion, it as it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, it is today. There is so much perversion in this land, greed, idolatry, bigotry, all kinds of things that are happening. We must stand against sin. We must realize that the consequences of sin can be devastating to marriages and families and institutions and churches and cities. Father, we repent today for our sins. We repent for the sins of our nation. Oh God, have mercy upon our land today. In Jesus' name, have mercy. We need you now in the name of Jesus. Come and heal our nation, Lord. We ask that you come and heal our nation. Come and heal our land. We need you. We need you now.
Lord, we long for you to move in power. There's a hunger deep.
nation. Come and heal our nation, Lord. Come and heal our land. Father, we set ourselves in agreement today for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Lord, come and heal our nation. Come and heal our land. We need you. Let there be a healing that will take place. May a spiritual cleansing take place in Jesus' name. A spiritual cleansing, a repentance followed by a spiritual cleansing. And we will never experience revival in America, another spiritual awakening, without repentance. Repenting for our sins and the sins of our nation, a cleansing that will take place in our churches all across America, all across our land, in cities all across this nation, all across this land. So would you agree with me right now for another spiritual awakening? Let's pray, America. Let's pray right now that there will be an outpouring of the Holy Ghost upon the cities of this nation, that entire cities will begin to turn to you away from their wicked ways and turn to you, and that stadiums and arenas and open fields and streets will be filled with revival that will spill over into the churches in our cities in this nation. Would you help me pray now? Father, we agree the power of agreement, that we are a force in the earth as we pray together. And Father, we just pray right now in Jesus' name for the salvation of people that may be listening to this broadcast that don't know you as their personal Savior and Lord. Those today that will spend eternity somewhere, someplace. So if you are a person today listening to BPN Radio, I want to give you an opportunity to know Jesus as your personal Savior and Lord. And the Bible says that if we call on His name, believe that He's the Son of God, that He rose from the dead on the third day, the Bible says we're going to be saved. So let me lead you in this prayer right now if you don't know the Lord. And you could just say these words: Lord Jesus, I believe that you're the Son of God. You died on the cross for my sins. You arose on the third day. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I accept your forgiveness. And with your strength and help, I will live for you, serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Jesus. Now, if you've said that prayer and accepted Jesus as your Savior and Lord, I encourage you to find a church that preaches the full gospel and a church where you can have a shepherd, a pastor, and have people that surround you with prayer and encouragement and strength and discipleship. Thank you, Lord, for saving people today and giving them eternal life. Not just the hope of eternal life, but eternal life. And that brings me to what I want to share with you today, and that is about the hope of heaven. I've got a friend named David Shibley. He's going to be on my broadcast, I'm sure, before long. But David Shibley from Rockwall, Texas, I believe is one of the greatest authors and one of the greatest missionary statesmen of our time. And he recently wrote a book called Living as If Heaven Matters, Preparing Now for Eternity. And there are so many people that are not being aware of heaven or being conscious of eternity. But the Bible says in Revelations 21, here's what it said. Here's what the Apostle John wrote. I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband, and heard a loud voice from heaven saying, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. He will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things are passed away." Then he who sat on the throne said, "Behold, I make all things new." That's Revelation 21. I do believe in eternal life. I believe in heaven. And there's so little said about heaven today. But David Shibley writes in the introduction of his book, the greatest book that I know has ever been written about heaven, is this one. You can order it, I'm sure, by it, any Christian bookstore, Living as If Heaven Matters, but David Shibley. But he writes in the introduction. He said, "You have a scheduled personal appointment with Jesus Christ, and you will keep this appointment. But how do you prepare? That is the subject of this book. You can live today and every day for what matters forever. You can live in heaven's honor. For too long we have preached and lived a pseudo-gospel that suggested every person could do what was right in his own eyes. We've reaped the bitter fruit, a glut of media assaults from all directions. Boredom and fatigue have gripped even the young. Many have fallen prey to what Stuart McAllister calls an entertainment-blinded life of perpetual distraction and seduction. But soon," he writes, "we will stand before Jesus to give an account of our stewardship and receive any rewards we may have won. May Jude's benediction to his readers grace your heart as you read these pages. Prepare for this day. For Jude said, 'Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy is God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory, majesty, dominion, power, both now and forever.'" Amen. And so, you know, the Bible said that it's appointed a man once to die. And it's amazing that each of us today are only one breath away from eternity. Do you understand? And so there's some people that they live as if they are going to live forever. But we must understand that that we're going to die. And David Shibley talks about in his book about three facts about death. And he quotes Hebrews 9:27. "It's appointed for men once to die, but after this, the judgment." And so he talks about three facts. First of all, it is appointed for men to die. The only time in which to invest for eternity is now in this life. The current fad of belief in reincarnation, he says, is but one more tragic deception. He said that the fact that people are going to die. Then he said the second fact about death is that death is not a termination, nor is it entrance into soul sleep, as some believe. Rather, it is a momentary interruption in an ongoing life. Death merely transfers us out of one sphere of existence into another, but life itself goes on. Third, death is followed by judgment. It's appointed for men to die once, but after this, the judgment. The theory of universal salvation is rejected by this scripture. The unrepentant will face judgment and eternity without Christ. And so, what is the conclusion? The bodies of men after death return to dust and see corruption, but their souls, which neither die nor sleep, have an immortal subsistence, immediately return to God who gave them. The souls of the righteous, being then made perfect in holiness, are received into the highest heavens, where they behold the face of God in light and glory, waiting for the full redemption of their bodies. And the souls of the wicked are cast into hell, where they remain in torments and utter darkness, reserved to the judgment of that great day. Besides these two places for souls separated from their bodies, the scripture acknowledges none. At the last day, such as are found alive shall not die, but it be changed, and all the dead shall be raised with the same self body. We that know Jesus, we will ever be with the Lord. So we need to keep our eyes upon the goal, and that is that we need to keep the faith. We need to keep the faith. We don't need to lose the faith. And so I just admonish you today. I encourage you today to keep the faith. And, you know, the Bible says, will there be any faith when the Lord returns? Will he find faith on the earth? And faith is simply the belief and knowing that Jesus, whom we've accepted as our Lord and Savior, is going to keep us. He's going to keep us. And he's going to keep us safe, and he's going to see us through. And so I'm thankful that for the hope of eternal life, and I just admonish you today to keep the faith. Do not allow circumstances or situations or other individuals to take away your faith, rob you of your faith, the faith that you have in the Lord Jesus Christ, and that you will have and you do have eternal life. So I just encourage you to keep the faith. Here's Martin Smith.
Pieces of my life.
He's singing about keep the faith. We're going to do it today.
The altar, I'm your sacrifice. Let your fire fall. I'm waiting. Take it all, this heart of fear. All I want is to do my Father's will.
going to keep the faith. We're going to keep the faith and stand forever. We will not lose our faith. We will not lose our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and we will not lose our faith in mankind. Thank you very much, Martin Smith, for that song, Keep the Faith. And so thank you so much for all of you that are praying with me today. And we're talking about eternity, talking about heaven. And I want to pray for those of you that have lost loved ones recently, maybe over the years, and you're still in grief. I know that Jean and I had a good friend that went to heaven this past week. They had her memorial service yesterday. Anna Kinzer, the wife of Pastor Ollie Kinzer in Liberal, Kansas. And we've ministered there on several occasions. And I pray today for Pastor Ollie and the congregation there, also his sons, Darren and Delvin, and who are both in radio, and their families, the children, the grandchildren. So, you know, it's a fact in life. The Bible says, as we've declared, it's appointed to men once to die. After death comes the judgment. And so we know that Anna Kinzer is in heaven, but those who remain becomes a very grievous thing. And I've been reading and sharing today about from the book from my good friend David Shibley from Rockwall, Texas, Living as If Heaven Matters. You need to get this book. It's an incredible book. And he writes in his book, he said, the confidence that we are redemptively connected to the never-ending life of Christ steadies us through our crises. Because of this assurance in Jesus, we can not only face the prospects of our own deaths, but we can also get up off the bed of grief and live again after the death of a loved one. He said, when I was 15, my father died. Along with my mother and sisters, I went through months of stinging heartache and unanswered questions. But I was never without the assurance of God's presence. And one morning, several months after my dad's death, I woke with the acute awareness of birds singing outside my window. While the pain was still there, cool, refreshing gushes of hope ran over my soul. I knew in spite of our loss, we had a future. For the trusting believer, no matter how dark the night, mourning always follows morning. M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. For the unbeliever, life itself is in the process of unwinding. But not so for the Christian. After the cross, the resurrection. After night, day. After death, life. After despair, hope. Man's time cycles start with light and end with night, but God's pattern is the inverse, the evening and the morning with the first day. Notice the sequence. Always with Him is the best yet to come. So, Father, I pray not only for the Kinzer family today, but also pray for others today on this Sunday on BPN Radio that are grieving over the death or the loss of a loved one. And it's particularly difficult or challenging during the holiday season, Thanksgiving and Christmas season, when somebody that you love is missing. So many wonderful memories and so many times of joy and laughter and celebration. And now during this Christmas season, there's someone missing. And I pray for these people today. I just ask Holy Spirit that you comfort them and minister to them and encourage them and strengthen them. And may we as Christians, may we not be as others who have no hope of seeing their loved ones again. But we who know you, Lord, who have passed from death into life, know that we have eternal life and that we once again, we're going to see our loved ones. And a friend of mine, Gerald Davis, had a dream, and in his dream he went to heaven. It was a wonderful occasion, and he was so anxious to see his dad, and he got to the gates of heaven, and he saw his dad healthy again. He cried out for his dad, "Dad, it's me, come." He said his dad ran to the gate and said, "Son, it's not time for you to come into the gate. You still have work to do on earth, but you will join me before too long. Eventually, you will join me." My friend Gerald said he woke with his bed soaked with tears, his face soaked with tears, because he knew that heaven was for real, and that one day he would be there with his dad, would be there with other loved ones, but not now. But he did have the assurance. He said, "I woke with the assurance of knowing that there is a heaven to gain, a hell to shun." And so we pray today for those who are grieving over the loss of the loved one. Holy Spirit, would you come right now, and would you minister to them? And would you just spend a few moments praying for those that are going through grief today? Would you do that? Father, we pray today for the Kinzer family, Liberal Kansas, and others that all across this land that may be listening to me. They've lost a loved one, and there's still grief and sorrow in their heart. But we're thankful today that we know you, Lord, and we have the hope of eternal life. And so we just speak peace over them in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for the broadcast today. And we thank you for the people that are praying with us here on the BPN Network. You have a great day. We'll be back tomorrow. God bless you for being a part of BPN.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.